either read inside or say the chat outside, just quickly. Where's Dr. J? We can always count on Dr. J a little bit to read. Dr. J, you want to read a little bit? I'm just going to run through the chat quickly. Okay. For those just tuning in, we're on Daf Vav. Vav Amud Aleph, the two dots. Okay, for the benefit of the Olam, we'll go read through the Pshat a little bit, and then we'll take up the Meiri. Let's begin by introducing this gentleman who's visiting with us. This is Chaim Lachsbeiser. He's visiting from Florida.
Yeah.
And his father, Jack.
Gufa,
yeah. But are you staying for the duration of the day? You're going to be here after? Yeah.
גופה היה מדבר עם האישה על עסקי גיטה וקידושה. ונתן לה גיטה וקידושה ולא פרש.
Good. What does low perish mean?
He didn't explain
good.
What it is.
Very good. He just gave her the money or the document as the case may be. And he didn't say what it was for. He just handed it to her and walked away. So it's machlokes. Is it good or is it not good? Good.
Yossi Omer, Tayo.
Good. Dayo?
It's enough.
It's enough. Sufficient. It's good. It's not good, right? Until now, we've dealt with it tangentially a few times. Dealt with it a few times that Medabrima helps, right? By Nasan Hova Armahim. We've been taking it for granted. But this is really the Iker Sugya over here. We see it as a machlokes. Not so partial, but Lamaisa, we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi at the end of the day, that Medabrima does work for this purpose. But here the Gemara is just letting us know that there happens to be a machlokas. All right?
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vahu she'asukim ba'oto inyan.
Right.
Ba'oto inyan.
Right. V'chein Amar.
V'chein Amar Rabbi El-Azhar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya, Vahu she'asukim ba'oto inyan.
Good, stop. So we have basically two statements to the effect that, what? You need to be asukim be'osu'inim. What does it mean when the Gemara says, v'hu she'asukim be'osu'inim? V'hu she'asukim be'osu'inim.
The man is speaking.
Well, the word, it means v'hu, it means and he. But in this context, v'hu means something else. V'hu means, and that which we say before, right? That which we say before that medabra ima works, who shasukim
beosvinyan? Only for the speaking of
it means that is basically the who that is shasukim beosvinyan. It's not enough midabrima. See, this is a fine line distinction, perhaps, in the way we normally speak and the way we normally think in terms of translation. Midabrima, and if I would just say asukim beosvinyan, you'd think it means the same thing. What's the difference between midabrima and asukim beosvinyan?
Second one is more specific.
Well, midabrima iske gita v'kiddusha.
Oh, that's
just the taich. What does it mean? What does midabrima mean?
They were
talking about it. What conclusions can I draw from that statement if it's just midabrima?
At some point.
Some point they were midaber. I don't know how much. I don't know how long. Right? I don't know the quality of what they spoke about. I just know midabrima. They spoke. But if you tell me midabrima is qualified by saying shasukim be'osu inyan, now I know a little bit more about midabrima. It's a limitation, right? It's a limitation and qualification on medabrima. Good. Now the Gemara tells us, you know what? This is kitanoi. What does kitanoi mean?
It's an
argument.
I think over here means machlokes tanoim, right? Kitanoi, it's a machlokes tanoim. We have, it's a term of art. When you see kitanoi, it means it's like another machlokes elsewhere. What's the machlokes?
Rabbi
Omer, good. So Rabbi says it means asukim b'oto inyan.
Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al pi she'ein asukim b'oto inyan.
Good, stop. Even if you're not asukim b'oto inyan. Right, so you have a Tana that says, no, it's good enough, even if you're not asukim b'oto inyan. Meaning within the world of Rabbi Yossi, you don't need to be asukim b'oto inyan. What would be enough? Some kind of medabrima would be sufficient. Right, is this clear?
Mm-hmm.
So just to sum up, you have three positions. Three positions. You have Rabbi Yehuda's position, who says you have to be explicit at the time of the giving. That's the traditional way of giving it. That's the way you must do it. Give the money, say Haret Mikudashas. Without that, nothing to talk about. Rabbi Yehuda is not our concern because ultimately we don't rule like Rabbi Yehuda. We're dealing with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Asukim Bosu Inyan, perhaps, or, according to some, no, Asukim Bosu Inyan not necessary, even not Asukim Bosu Inyan. So if you have Yossi, who says earlier speech is sufficient, what does he mean? Does he mean you must be Asuk Bosu Inyan? Or now we're saying not Asuk Bosu Inyan. If it's not Asuk Bosu Inyan, what's the problem? What's the problem? Dr. J, tell us what the problem is. The Gemara has a question.
It could be he's talking about another matter.
If it's not a Sukkot Indian, how are you going to know? How is she supposed to know what he means?
She may not know.
Right, she may not realize what he means now. You spoke about it a day ago, getting married, and now a day later, a guy comes along and gives her, who knows what, gives her money. Okay, so maybe if he gives her a ring with a diamond ring, doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. But let's say he didn't use a ring. Let's say he used money. Shavakasef. So we normally use Shavakasef. But let's say he gave her money. She might think it's a gift. She might think he's repaying a loan. Who knows? That's the Gemara's problem. You're gonna tell me that we can rely on a conversation from some point before? It's not enough. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Abaye said, what? Amar Abaye. Good. How's she supposed to know?
Amar Abaye. Me'inyan le'inyan oto inyan.
Right.
Discussing various topics in the general topic of marriage.
Good. You're right. You don't need to be speaking about it consistently, but you need to at least be continuously involved in related matters. In related matters. All right?
Amar Avuna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi.
Halacha's like Rabbi Yossi. Halacha's like Rabbi Yossi that what?
Amar le Rab.
Well, one second. What is it? Halacha's like Rabbi Yossi that what? That prior speech is enough. You don't need Pirish. You don't need Pirish. Dayan. Okay? Dayan. Let's hold off on that last part of the Gemara. The last part of the Gemara is really a separate issue. Let's just hold off on that for a minute. All right? Let's take a look at two of the Rashis here. And then together we're going to go through this Me'iri. There's two Shitas in the Me'iri. And I think we could try to be Masbir the two sides of the Me'iri. All right? Rashi. But what's with the rest of the guys? They're coming in? They're calling in?
Hal.
Yeah, did you interact with them at all? Yeah, if you don't mind.
Which Rashi?
Start with Rashi Vahusha Asukin. Start with that Rashi. What does everyone have the place? Chaim, you see the place? Sorry, we have two Chaims. Chaim Foyer? You got the Rashi?
In Rashi?
Yeah, Vavam and Aleph.
Yeah.
It's,
just what's the
Vahusha Asukin.
It's
a little more than halfway down the page.
It's right below the.
I know, but he has a new Gemara. I know he doesn't have that. Got it? Okay, good. Okay, Hodak Amar Rabbi Yossi Dayo, comma. Good. So what does that mean?
Means that they were discussing, they were busy discussing the matters of their marriage,
right.
Up to the moment he gave her the
right.
Whatever.
This Shita maintains that according to Rabbi Yossi, you need to speak about it literally up to the point of the giving. You need to speak about the marriage. Let's get married. Should we get married? You want to get married? I think we should. That whole conversation, that should go up until the point of the Nesina. Then if you do that, that's good. What's good? I give the ring and I don't say anything. Why? Oh, because Asukin Bosuinian. I don't need to say it, Harei Amikudeshes. I just spoke for half an hour about the benefits of marrying me. When I give you the ring, now you know exactly what it's for. All right? Now, the other position was, you don't need that. Me'inyan le'inyan is enough. Me'inyan le'inyan. Look at Rashi, Me'inyan le'inyan.
Me'inyan le'inyan. She pasku miledaber b'kiddushin mamash.
B'kiddushin mamash, right? So, kiddushin mamash, they're not talking about it anymore. They're not talking about marriage per se. Elamai, what are they talking about? Haya. Right? Umi ledaber tzarche zivugam haya, or ledvar tzarche zivugam haya. Right? They stopped talking about marriage proper, and they moved over to other matters. They stopped, Pascha, they stopped talking about marriage, and they moved over to other matters. However, mihu, however, what matters were they?
Mihu ledaber tzorchei zivugam haya.
Right, they were talking about their zivug, they were talking about their shidduch. Prospect, the prospect of their shidduch. For example,
kemo kama yesh lecha
yesh
lach nedunya.
How do you know it's lach?
Nedunya is a dowry, right?
Nedunya is what the woman brings in. So he says to her, how much dowry do you have? How many oxen are you going to bring into the marriage? How many sheep? How many linens? Mm-hmm. Right? And she says to him,
how many fields?
Yeah, fair is fair. You want to know about my nedunya? Tell me about your sodos. Tell me about your fields.
To get the
parnos. To support the family. Yeah. How much? Okay. So that's the difference between these two shitas now. All right, let's take a look at the Meiri. Together, I don't know if everyone got a chance to go through the Meiri earlier, so we'll go through it together. And we'll see that the Meiri has two different shitas here. And I think that based on what we've said until now about the nature of this Amira, previously we're going to try to explain the two shitas in the Meiri. Okay, for those guys that have the Kovates, it's the fifth section, page 9. Yes, we have a volunteer to read the Meiri? Yoni?
I'll read it for Avi. He's delighted.
He said he's delighted, right? I heard that. Hey, section 5, page 9.
Which,
Hayim Adabrimo. Okay, the Lashon here is very important, so let's pay close attention to the words that he uses.
Hayim adabrei ma alas kedusha v'hi mitartzes lo.
Mitzratzes lo. What does mitzratzes mean?
Like mitzratzes.
Exactly. What does it mean?
She accepts.
Yeah, she's willing from the lashon of ratzon. Her ratzon is with him. She's mitzratzes. She's appeased. She's satisfied. She accepts. She acquiesces. She's on board. Okay, go ahead.
Minasan la mitnei edim.
Bifnei Edim.
Below Shum Davar.
Shum
Davar.
Dibor Ba'olam. So what happened?
Gets her in front of Edim.
So first Hayam Adabrim Al Iske Kiddusha. They were speaking about the Kiddushin. Vinitz Rasitz. You know, they were talking about, should we get married? And she says, yeah, I think that would be nice. I think that would be a good idea. Right? I think I'd like that. That's it. Then what happens? V'nasama b'fnei Edim. Now in front of Edim, what does he do?
He gives to her the loshem dibor ba'olam. And is not there.
He doesn't use any what? He doesn't use any dibor ba'olam. He doesn't use any language. What language? I mean, he doesn't use any language of kiddushin. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say a kihuzah. He gives her the money. He gives her the ring. He doesn't say a kihuzah. Yeah. Okay. Or Ba'aleha. Or he has relations with her. He has relations with her. They have a previous conversation, and that this is a little bit more difficult to understand how exactly this happens, but they have a previous conversation, and then some point later, Ba'aleha just has relations with her. Doesn't say.
You mean as a form of Kedushin?
That's his intent. Okay. Right. And he doesn't say it's for the purpose of a Kedushin. Rashi at the beginning of the parak says that normally when we don't do it practically, right? Chazal said, lie it, right? We don't, a person does that, a good Kiddushin, but he's not an upstanding individual. It's not a proper thing to do anymore. Yeah. Even though Minat Torah would work, we're not on the level to use Bia for Kiddushin anymore. So we don't.
Is it proper then and not proper now?
I'm not saying proper improper. I'm just saying it works. Not everything that works is necessarily something that people should be doing. So let's say the guy did it. Maybe just talking about a case if a person would do this. So normally if he would do it, how he's supposed to do it, he's supposed to have the relations and say, with these relations, I'm going to be Mekadosh you. Or with these relations, I was Mekadosh you. Rashi's Lashon is a little bit difficult there. But in any event, that's the Kiddushin that you chose to use.
Dibor Shvaske Kiddushaha Hu B'makom
Okay, Mikudeshes. Lee. You need Lee. Right? If without Lee, what's the problem?
And then it's
La'acher.
Could be with Isha Acher. It's Yadayim Shein Mochichos. Right? If a guy says to a woman, Harayat Mikudeshes, she doesn't know what?
With whom?
She doesn't know who she's Mikudeshes to. Maybe she's Mikudeshes to my friend. I'm just a messenger. So So you have to say li. Hari HaMikdash is li.
So saying here that, and he says, meaning after Bia?
No, no. What, read that line again. This is one of the key lines in this Meiri. Read that line again. V'dibor.
V'dibor. Sheba'aske.
Sheba'iske kidusheha.
V'makom. Hari HaMikdash is li.
Good. What does that mean?
In place of.
B'mokom means in the place of.
Oh, not in that place.
No.
That's a separate issue, right? About the place, that's to be the Lashon. I'm not talking about that over here. The Meiri is saying what? When you had the Dibor before, the conversation earlier, what role does that play? What role does that play?
In place
of. It's in place of the Harayat Mekudesh that you normally would have had to say.
What's in place of
that? The conversation before. So just before we proceed,
what you're saying, and the conversation's in place.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what does this tell you? What does this tell you about the way that Hayamadabra Ima works? Right. We had a chakira. What are the two possible ways to look at it? Why does it work?
As a mirror.
Well, that's one possibility. What's the other possibility?
As intent.
Right. In other words, what do you need an Amira? Is there an actual requirement that there must be a statement of a Hariyat Mekudeshes or something that rises to that level? That's one possibility, right? That's one possibility. If you say that, and you continue to say that this works, then you have to say that that statement suffices in place of this statement. It suffices as a statement. Another possibility, however, is no. You don't need a formal statement of Hariyat Mekudeshes or something similar. The only purpose for the Dibor, for the language, is to lend context to what's going on so the woman knows. So we don't have to say that was a Dibor. We could say that's not Dibor, but it satisfies the same thing as the Dibor would have satisfied. It gives the context to the Maisa that you're performing so that the woman knows. It's a Gili Das. So what's the Meiri taking a stance? What's the Meiri saying? The Meiri saying it's instead of the Amira. It's in the place of the Amira. It satisfies an obligation, a requirement within the Kiddushin to have an Amira. Right? Those words are important.
Right.
Let's go weiter now.
Is that Acher?
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Achar.
Achar Shebishas.
Achar sounds like, Achar is a sense, or, right, sense. Achar Shebishas Diburo, Yimo Aleski Kiddusheha.
Aleski Kiddusheha, Nisratis Lo.
Nisratis Lo. Since in the previous conversation, she consented. She consented. So now the Dibor is basically, if the Dibor was there to satisfy the obligation, the requirement of Dibor, and now she knows that she was in the Nisrasis before, and that's, everything's fine and good. We can move on.
Ba'af ha'idim in Srikhin Dibor Vahazmana.
Right, so this is a separate issue. We'll just touch on it because he mentions it. We're not going to get into it right now. Others say this is not true. The Ritva, I believe, suggests that there's a reason dafka for doing this. But the Meiri is saying that you don't have to specifically say, you're my Edim.
About the Edim?
Right, you don't have to specifically tell the Edim, you're my Edim.
It could be anyone?
Well, they have to be there. They have to be present.
Anyway, right. Doesn't have to be...
They don't have to be singled out. Right. The Ritva maintains that there's a good reason to single out Edim, and that's why you go to a lot of chasanas and you hear underneath the chuppah, the chasan will say, you're my Edim to the exclusion of everyone else present. And that's for a separate reason, one of which is if there are other people in the room that are not kosher Edim, right? So there could be an issue if you have a group, what's called a group of Edim, a kat, and part of the kat are made up of Edim that are psulim. Could be that maybe the whole kat is no good. That's a separate issue. So some are makbid. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik was particular about this. You specifically have to single out the Edim to the exclusion of everyone else present. Others have a different gear, so they say, I'm yachid, you as my Edim to the exclusion of all relatives and all psulim. That's maybe by Hasidim, you know, they say that. I've never been to a Litvish wedding where they say that, but there are those who bring down such a gear, so you should say, you're appointed to the exclusion of everyone else. Some go as far as saying, everyone else is pasul. Right? You're my Edom and everyone else is pasul. I'm not accepting anyone else as an Edom, I'm pasuling everyone else. Again, whether that works or not is a separate issue, but this is all based on the same concern. The Meiri says, technically you don't need this. In a normal setting, when you know the Edom are kosher, you don't have to appoint the Edom. Okay? Ella kol shekiddush b'fnei mekadeshes. As long as you did the kiddushin in front of them, good kiddushin. Okay, good. V'davar zeh.
Davka b'shehem.
B'shehem.
B'shehem, okay.
It's the same thing, but b'shehem.
Asukim b'inyan hakiddushin.
Good. This, what's this?
This matter.
This that we say, prior discussion works. It's only when what? When they're asukim b'osu'inyan.
That when they're still in the matter, when they're just talking about the matter?
They're continuously talking about the matter.
Right.
They're continuously talking about the matter. That's when it's good. Now he's going to explain. What does it mean, continuously talking about the matter? Ratzalomar. Reish Lamed. Ratzalomar. What does that mean? Ratzalomar. No, not Reish Lakish. Sometimes it means Reish Lakish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not yet.
That was so far off.
No.
Ratzalomar.
Ratzalomar. What does that mean? Yeah. Literally means, yeah, want to say. But it means that we would say, that is to say. That is to say. You know how in English they say, that is to say the following. You say something, or i.e., right?
Shalo pasku mildaber b'inyan ha-kedushin.
They didn't stop.
Right.
They didn't stop speaking about the kedushin.
Avo im pasku mildaber b'inyan ha-kedushin. If they did, afilu haisa mishudachas.
Mishudachas lo. What's mishudachas?
Even if he talks about...
Even if she was mishudachas to him before.
Like, agree was mishudachas.
What's the shorish?
They were matched up.
They had a shidduch.
Right, yeah.
They were engaged. They were engaged. Today, we have a woman who is engaged, is not called a kala. People say, oh, she's a kala. That's not true. Halachically, that woman is called a mishudachas. You're not a kala until you have birkas erusin. Right? It could be a kala for the first year of marriage, but you're not a kala before. I mean, it's a misnomer. That's what everyone says. Oh, she's a kala, he's a chasan. Not a chasan either. Those are halachic terms. The real term is meshudach and meshudachas. But no one speaks that way. But that's the real terminology. Look in the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, he uses those terms.
Meshudach?
Meshudach, not meshugana. Meshudach and meshudachas. Right? Means so this person is spoken for to her, and this woman is spoken for to him. Meshudach and meshudachas. So here he says like this. She's meshudachas to him already. She's wearing an engagement ring on her finger. Halachically doesn't mean anything. Right? And now they're speaking about marriage. And then they stop. She has a ring on her finger. They spoke about it. The conversation was over. And now he comes along and he gives her a marriage ring. Or he gives her money. That's not good. That's not called asukim b'osu'inyan. That's not called asukim b'osu'inyan. Even though you have contacts, even though they agreed previously to get married, that's not enough. That's not enough.
What's kodem?
Prior, previously. The afilu...
Even.
Nisasku mi inyan le'inyan b'osu'inyan.
Really? Okay.
We don't pass them that way, right? We require asukim b'osu'inyan. Mi inyan le'inyan b'osu'inyan is not good enough. Has he defined mi inyan le'inyan b'osu'inyan? Ratzel Omar?
B'tzarkei habayis.
They're talking about other matters. So he gives different examples, not Rashi's. What does he say? Kama kagon, for example. Kama...
Yesh.
Right. How many bracelets are you bringing into the marriage? How much jewelry are you bringing to the marriage?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, haya. S.
At.
At. No hagas. Bimawachas. Habayas.
Or you ask her, like, how are you with housework? How are you around the kitchen?
Right?
Not a very romantic conversation. Very pragmatic.
But he's saying that this doesn't work?
This is what you'd call me inyan l'inyan b'osu'inyan. This would not
it
be good.
Work.
This would not be good.
Why?
We're going to see in a second.
Literally, just getting so deep into something that it's not going to work anyway.
No, it's practical. You might want to know the answers, but it's not going to be good for kiddushin later when you try to give her a ring. So let's just repeat what we have so far. The Miri said it has to be asukim b'osu'inyan according to Rabbi Yossi. What's asukim b'osu'inyan? That they're talking about marriage right up until the point where he gives her the money, gives her the ring, v'chule. And it has to be that they're talking about their marriage. Not what? Not inyan also inyan. Not that they're talking about tangentially related matters. That's not good enough. Okay. Ein zeklum. Until what? actually yifareish, those things are not sufficient. Ein zeklum, it's nothing. Actually, as far as im kodem ma'isa.
Oh, okay. Im b'shaso.
Im b'shaito.
V'yaf lachrav. Im haya.
Im hi.
Im hi moda.
Umitzratitz b'kach. So that, this is a detail, again, one which we're not going to focus on for, you know, too much right now, but the Miri says, in the case where you only had me'inyan and inyan, or you didn't have vasuk and b'oso inyan, so what's the only way you're going to be able to cure that? If you said it, the proper lashon, b'shas ma'isa, or right before it, or maybe even in some cases right after it, if she agrees and she was nisratza. She's moda. Yeah, I understood him, and that's what I meant, and I understood, right? We're not getting into that now. That's a detail issue. Af b'shtika, na'asis mikadeshas, misafik. Even in this case, when she was quiet, then it's going to be at least a kiddush misafik. Because maybe was satisfied by me'inyan inyan b'oso inyan.
Kimo she'ith bar l'mate.
L'mato. Be'inyan shesika l'acher matan mos. B'din k'tzas horol sheba. When we talk about the sugya of shtika l'acher matan mos, which is another sugya, he says, we'll get back into this when the woman's consent after the fact works. In some cases it works after the fact. Not our issue. Okay? So again, Asukim also Indian, he says, you're talking about the marriage? That's good. Me'inyan l'inyan, we're talking about jewelry, you're talking about how you with housework, that's called me'inyan l'inyan, and that's not good. That's the first set of shitas. Now he goes and he turns this on its head, and what does he say? However,
Yesh Mefarshim.
Right.
Shekol Shemadabrin Be'ene Havayas. Itzrichi has
the tzarche hazivug.
Hazivug. Oso.
Oso inyan.
Batmo.
Who? Good. The other sheet says no. You're talking about the house. You're talking about what's coming into the house. How you're setting up the house. That's called oso inyan. That's called asukim b'oso inyan. You're talking about the parnasa. You're talking about the what's coming in as nadunya. You're talking the union, the shidduch, the union. You're talking about those things. That's still called oso inyan. That's not called tangential. That's called primary. So if that's primary, what would be considered, listen to this, what would be considered secondary? What would be considered inyan l'inyan boso inyan? Okay.
Oh. V'ein karoi inyan l'inyan boso inyan.
Ella
kigon shemidabrim mizivug shel acherim. Others? Like other people?
Yeah, other people's shiduchim. You're talking about other people's shidduchim. That's called me'inyan l'inyan b'oso inyan. Kigon.
Ploni rotza l'shiddach.
L'shaddach plonis.
Plonis.
Oh, did you hear that so-and-so is about to get engaged? So-and-so's about to get engaged. And then a few minutes later, you give her a ring. That's me'inyan l'inyan b'oso inyan, according to the shita. And he says he thinks it makes good sense.
How is that opinion?
Right, then you also need.
To me, that's something that's not even related whatsoever.
So we have to define these shitas. Let's explain them. We have to try to explain what's going on here. Let's just review first the facts, and then we'll try to explain them. Okay? Someone want to say it over? Yoni, I think you got a handle on it, right?
Basically, he says that the only time it's good.
Well, let's start. There's two different opinions here, right?
All right.
So let's start with the first opinion. What's the first opinion of Meiri?
That. When
asukin means what?
That you're talking about the matter, getting married.
So you're getting married to each other, and you talk about up until when?
When you say when you give her the
right birth. Before you give her the kiddushin. Good. And what's me'inyan le'inyan?
That you're talking about what you're going to bring in.
Tzarchei habayis, right? Tzarchei jewelry, nedunya, sados, secondary. That's me'inyan le'inyan. Good.
Then
Mikom Yesh Mefarshim, different opinion, second opinion.
That would be considered, that matters of bringing in would be still considered
oskin. That's still considered oso inyan.
Oso inyan.
And that's still considered primary. That's still considered primary when you're talking about Tzarchei Habayis.
Really, what would be inyan l'inyan is we're talking about other people.
Yeah, you're just talking about Shiduchim in general. So can we try to explain this?
Wait, so would he say that people...
Does everyone listen to the facts first? Does everyone clear on the facts? Yes, clear?
Wait, is
Chaim,
he saying
you got
that...
the... Yeah. You sure? We'll say it again if you want. No? Okay. Chaim for you? I'll say it again.
Right.
It never hurts to say it again, right? Okay. So we have two opinions. Two opinions in the Meiri. One opinion holds that Asukin Be'oso Inyan means specifically you're talking about getting married. The other opinion says, no, Asukin Be'oso Inyan also includes Tzarchei Habayis. That's also called Oso Inyan.
Right.
The first side says, what's called Me'inyan Le'inyan Be'oso Inyan? That's when you talk about Tzarchei Habayis. What does the second side say about that? No, Tzarchei Habayis, that's called Inyan. What's called Me'inyan Le'inyan? That's when you're talking about Shidduchim in general. General idea of marriage. Someone else's shidduch. It's hard to understand what that means, right? Okay, so let's try to explain, you know, either one side or the other, or both. Which side do you want to take up first? You want to take the Miri side, the first side?
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems to be...
The first side?
Yeah.
First side is a little more...
clear-cut.
Well, I think it's more intuitive, that's what you would say. You know, that makes more sense. If you're going to fit the different possibilities into the Lashon, that's what you would say. It makes more sense. Right? It seems to be in line with Rashi's chat also. But what does it mean? Let's...
Talking about marriage would be specifically talking about marriage, like getting married, that you're gonna, or that you should.
So Chaim's saying we have to look at what is the role of the Amira in the Kiddushin. Now let's go back to that original Chakira. What's the role of the Amira? How do we look at the requirement of speech in the Kiddushin process? Okay? And maybe that will dictate how we come out on this issue. All right, so now speak it out. If you hold...
If you hold the first opinion, then you would say that...
Which is the first opinion?
Well, the first opinion in the Erie is that where you have to say clear-cut, straight marriage.
Good.
If you hold like that, then you would say that it's what the man says that's important.
Good.
And he has to get that point across.
Good.
And if you hold like the second opinion, then you would say it's basically what she infers from what he's saying.
Well, not infers. I mean, it could be in either case she's making that inference.
It's whatever she knows.
She knows. Okay, good.
But if she knows that it's about marriage, then it's fine.
I mean, that's what you have to get across. You just have to make sure she knows.
It's the opposite.
That's very good.
The mirror is the first one. And the
that's what he's saying.
Right?
That's what you're saying, Chaim? The first position is insisting on a more formal amira. And that's why it has to be specifically Kiddushin-oriented.
Yeah.
Right? Hariyat Mekudashas, that's the model. Now you specifically have to talk about marriage, up until the point. Why? Because that's the obligation. And how do you know that? Because the Meiri's Lashon is that it's Omed B'Makom Le'Amira.
Right.
If you tell me it's Omed B'Makom Le'Amira, so what Amira is it going to be? It can't just be some kind of discussion about bedding and about jewelry and about... That's not Oso Inyan. That's not enough. Oh, but if you tell me, on the other hand, that... The Amira is not so much a formal requirement and a part of the Maisa Kedushin, but it's simply to lend context to what's going on so the woman has the requisite das so that we could say for sure the woman knew why it was being given, then what? No, then that's enough, right? It's enough to discuss those types of things and then give over a ring, right? You're talking about the fields, you're talking about Nadunia, you're talking about growing a family, you're talking about who's going to go out, how many years are you going to let me sit in Kailo, right? All that stuff, that's what you're talking about. And then he say, here's a ring. So she knows when she got the ring that this was okay. We worked out all the details. Now he's ready to go forward. That's if the whole point is context. All right? But we still have to work out the second problem. What about, according to the second Shita, who says that Meinu Ninyan is something else? I mean, I think we're halfway there already, but why is that Meinu Ninyan? You're talking about someone else's shidduch. That's Meinu Ninyan.
Right.
What's the point? What's the problem over there?
It's already outside of your own situation.
In other words, it's too far removed. You tell me the whole purpose of the Mira is to lend context. To lend context, right? So, okay, you can lend context by talking about details of our situation, of our relationship. But you can't lend context with what? Talking about, it's too abstract, it's too far removed. You're talking about someone else's shidduch. You're talking about the idea of shidduch. Oh, someone's getting engaged, you hear? And then you come over and you give her a ring. That's too much, that's too far. That's not enough context. Even the context that you create, apparently, has to be within your own situation, within your own relationship. Right? I'm sorry, you want to say something? I didn't mean to stop you.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the second...
Someone was reading? Yoni.
Tzricha?
Tzarech, yeah, Tzarech.
Or Tzricha.
Yeah, we'll say Tzarech. Tzarech Sheteda.
Tzarech Sheteda, Shad Dibor, Ba'aske...
Iske Kiddushah.
Tzarech Shehe Bo Lashon She'ilo Hayek Yosei Bo Kiddushin.
Yehe Moya. So now he says another thing. When you use this language before, what type of language does it have to be?
Baske Kiddushah.
Yeah, when you're talking Baske Kiddushah, you have to use the type of Lashon that what? That if you were to use it for Kiddushin,
it would be okay.
It would be good. You have to.
You can't just say, like, you want to be my rib.
Right, you would not be able to say, although we saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger, remember Rabbi Kiva Eger said if you say Harayat Mikudeshes, and then you said Harayat Salasi, that would be good.
So as long as you start off with...
Now you have to use some language that if you would try to use this language in the normal Kiddushin case, it would be good Kiddushin. So somewhere in your discussion before, you actually have to use the term Kiddushin, or a term that would be equivalent, one of those terms that we said are good, maybe Knuya, or, right, acquired, or, what's that? Lashon Erisin, Lashon Kiddushin, Lashon Kinyan, Lashon of Lakucha, all those Lashonos, which would be good for Kiddushin, those six terms that we discussed at the top of the Amud, you'd have to somehow work that into this discussion here.
Kigon, Chiamar, Tartzei,
Tirtzi Lios Ishti, would you like to be my wife?
Oh, Iza, Mishar,
Hamo Elim, right? It has to be one of those other terms that will work, that will help.
V'shiyehe, lashon shlo yehe.
We're good. Lo yehe bo.
Mokiach.
Mekiach es atzma. Can't be a type of term where, see, he has to say, would you like to be my wife? He can't say, would you like, how would you feel if I was your husband? That's not going to help. Why?
Uh-huh.
Why won't that help?
Because you can't use that for condition.
Why not?
Because it's got to be her coming to you, not you giving yourself to her.
This is the first parak. What's the whole basis of the first parak? Ki yikach ish isha, right? Ki yikach ish isha has to be kicha. He has to do the taking. So you can't even use language which connotes that he's causing himself to be taken to her. He can't say, how would you feel if I was your husband? Would you like me to be your husband? That wouldn't help. If he said, harei ani isheich, that wouldn't be good. He has to say, oh, you're my wife. He can't say, I'm your husband. So in this earlier conversation, he also can't use that type of construct, right? All right?
Elash, hey, Kinuya.
Kinuya, Kinuya, he,
low.
Right? It has to be that she's setting it up in such a way that she is Kinuya to him, not that he's selling himself to her, so to speak.
Kol
She'eno Kain. If it's not like that, kol she'eno kain. If it, any case that's not like that,
eino
klum. That's not. But mesh ein kedushin atzma mo'ilim v'chein nearly bar. The Mir says this is clear to me that the language that you use in that earlier conversation has to be language which is clear and which would effectuate a good kedushin if you would have used it for kedushin. Right, at least the terminology that you use doesn't mean that you have to say harayat mekudeshes. Otherwise, it's kedushin already. It's forget it. You know, it's not medabrima or asukin. But when you certain terms have to be included, some term which would indicate kedushin had you tried to create a regular kedushin now. All right. So this again, I think, points to the tzad, which is saying that the kedushin has an amira, and therefore the language, the verbiage that you use before, has to be language that would be sufficient had you tried to actually do the Kiddushin in the traditional way. Why? Because this is only B'makom Amira. Right, what was his language again? It was... Is it?
No.
Hubimakam harayat mikudashasli. It's in the stead of harayat mikudashasli. So it's actually in the stead of harayat mikudashas. You have to use lashon that would have been good had you tried to use it as harayat mikudashas. Right? You're my Yarusa, you're my Kanu, you're my acquired one, you're my taken one. All that lashon is going to be good. All right? Is this clear? Any questions? Okay, so let me just end with the following. We had this Tosfos, which we didn't get to today, but I'll just throw it out there. Maybe we'll pick it up next time before we move over to Get. So the last piece of the Gemara, last few lines of the Gemara says, a rule. The rule is if you don't know matters of Gittin and Kiddushin, you're not allowed to be involved with them. Right? You're not allowed to be involved with them. So Rashi says, you're not allowed to be involved with them as a Dayan. You can't be a Masada Gittin or Masada Kiddushin if you don't know the Halachos, for obvious reasons, because you're going to cause problems. Tosos has a different shot. What's the shot of Tosos? Tosos quotes apparently one of the Balei Tosos, not one that you hear about too often, but Rabbeinu Azriel, by one of the Balei Tosos, said, no, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be a Dayan. It doesn't mean you can't be a Masada Gittin or Kiddushin. It means that you shouldn't try to marry people unless you have a basic knowledge of Gittin or Kiddushin, or don't try to divorce people unless you know what you're doing. Why? So he says like this, however, being as real pirish, lo yidab im hanoshim al iske kiddushin lekadshom. Don't try this at home. Make sure you have someone who's watching over you, knows what you're doing. Why? Because what's going to happen? Shapam shetei mekudeshes ba'amirosam o b'nesinosam v'lo yovin. Sometimes you'll create a kiddushin, like the case we discussed a few times with that young man who's walking around potentially married now. Right? You won't know what you're doing. And you use language that really rises to the level of kiddushin, you could be mekadesh a woman. She could wind up being mekudeshes to you, and you not realize it. So he says like this: v'kasha tenach b'kiddushin. I understand that that's a problem with kiddushin, says Tosos. But b'geirushin ma'bekach imizrash ena mekudeshes. So his kasha is like this: on Rabbeinu Israel. Fine, I understand for kiddushin. A woman was walking around not knowing that she's mekudeshes, and she'll get married to a second man, and she'll be an eshes ish, married to a second man. But gerushin, what's the big deal? She won't know that she's mekudeshes. That's his kasha. She won't know that she's mekudeshes. Big deal. Does everyone think that's a good question? She won't know she's mekudeshes, and she's going to do what? Well, they won't realize together. Either of them won't realize that she's megarashas. He used language or engaged in a process which was really megarash her. She's not married to him anymore. Right? So Tosfos said, okay, so what big deal? What's the worst thing? What do you mean, what's the worst thing? What's going to happen now?
He's going to marry someone else.
No, they don't know that. They don't know they're divorced.
They didn't have a relationship.
Oh, they don't know if they're divorced.
Yeah, that's the
would be a deal.
Why is he not bothered by that? He's not bothered by that. He's not bothered by the fact that they don't know they're divorced and then they're gonna go back to business as usual. They're going to be living in the same house. They're going to be living together, sleeping together.
He's not worried because then you would say that their Leo is making them married again.
That's what you think? He's taking her back.
Right.
Okay. But let's say he doesn't have intent for Kiddushin.
Or Eden.
He doesn't have intent for Kiddushin. It's a good thought.
No, I'm saying because he has the intent that they already are married.
He thinks they're married.
That's just as good as if he had the intent that they're.
But what? But what about Edom? You need Edom maybe for Kiddushin. You tell me they're really divorced. Now you have to really go through the process of.
Well, they're Edom for their separation. If there are no Edom.
Let's assume that it was an effect. Apparently, it was an effective Gerushin. However, it came about that it was an effective Gerushin that it worked.
If there was an effective Gerushin, how would they not know they're not?
Yeah, wouldn't the Edom be like, oh,
it's just the case.
Done.
It's just a case. Maybe they don't realize either. Maybe they don't realize either. That's usually, I'll be honest with you, that's usually what helps in these cases, in Kiddushin and Gittin. If the Edom don't really think that what's taking place is X or Y, a lot of times it won't work. Like that case that we mentioned where the kid, said Harayat Mekudeshes and gave this thing to the girl in front of other people, and there was a big concern about whether or not they were married. So if everyone thought it was a joke, even the Edom thought it was a joke, even if the Edom would have been kosher. If the Edom thought it was a joke, then they didn't really observe a Kiddushin. So it's a good question how it came about that everyone else thinks that they're Megureshas or it's a kosher Gerushin, but she doesn't know. So that's a detail, I don't know. It's a good question. Put that aside.
Okay.
But why is he bothered by this?
Is it the case that just she doesn't know, or is it the case that they both don't know?
v'lo yavin. Pam shetei mekudeshes bar mirasam o benesinasam. Well, he clearly doesn't know.
Okay, so they both.
They both don't know.
How the heck does that case ever occur?
That's what I said. Forget about how it occurs. He said something to her. He did something to her. There were people standing around, which made it a good get, and they didn't realize it was a good get.
Maybe because he's saying it's not a good get. Maybe that's why he's saying don't worry about it.
No. It can't be. All right. Well, this is the question that we'll have to deal.
Since this case is not possible, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's what you think he means.
There's no intent by anybody.
But he doesn't say that. He doesn't say don't ask me. He says mabaka. Who cares? He says what's the big deal? He says what's the big deal? If she doesn't know she's migrashus. He doesn't say it's not possible.
Maybe it's. What's the big deal if she doesn't know she's moving Russia? Because she's not. Because it's no big deal. Because no, she doesn't know that she is. She can't be.
All right, something to think about. So, Lena, we'll pick up with this on Monday.
Wait, but if he's not here tomorrow, then he's never going to get the answer. And
you can tune in. You can call in on Monday.
I guarantee you it's not going to bother me.
We'd rather have a deal.
Okay, it was nice seeing everyone, and enjoy the rest of your stay. Have a safe trip back.